Hot Dancing. It is tonight. It's a two-night event, by the way. Tonight and tomorrow night on ABC, Dancing with the Stars. And then following either tonight, they've got some other kind of... This is when there's some other dancing show after Dancing with the Stars. Like a competition of people sort of dancing, voting on, voting off or something. You know what I'm saying?
No.
What do you mean? You know, one thing is good. Why not another thing, right?
I don't know.
I don't know if it's related to Dancing with the Stars people. Probably not. Maybe it's just another thing and they're just kind of complimentary thinking, well, if you're dancing with this, you might as well stay on for some other. It's like the singing shows, right? There's the singing American Idol, The Voice. Then there was like these other sing-off and then the faking singing things where you're just lip syncing.
How much dancing can we take in one night, though?
Don't
we get our fill from Dancing with the Stars?
Well, maybe you're getting, you want more. It's the
really?
Beginning of the season, so on. So, but I'm not going to talk about that other program well. Though I heard that the Millionaire Show is coming back again because the guy who was hosting the Miss America pageant last night, who's the host for the Bachelor, Bachelorette series of things, he said, don't forget, I'll be tune in to whatever night, I'll be giving away $1 million.
Coming back for one night. How to be a millionaire, one night?
No, more than one night.
It's going to be a series?
Why would it just be on one night?
A big ratings extravaganza. One night.
But they don't give away $1 million in one night. The show builds. That's the whole point of that show. So I think it's maybe a limited run. He's apparently the new host of that. At least that's what he claimed.
Who is this guy?
It's the Bachelor. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know who
he
is.
He did Miss America.
Yes. You recognize him. You go, oh, that's the guy who hosts the thing.
All right.
Do we need to know the host? Isn't it about the content? I mean, Tom Bergeron, we know him for Dancing with the Stars.
Well, you've often said it's a lot about him.
Well, that's true. He
is because some of the dancing stars are not exactly stars.
Okay, right. Well, we've known him from his days in America's Funniest Home Videos, being able to talk to the camera, or as the host of the... Hollywood Squares when he was doing that in his earlier days, which I did not like. I was a Peter Marshall fan, and so when I saw this new guy hosting the Hollywood Squares.
Yeah. That Peter Marshall era, that was terrific.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What about Dancing with the Stars?
Reminds me of eating tomato soup, though. That's the only thing.
Really?
He used to be on in the afternoon and eat lunch and watching Hollywood Squares. Especially on a day if you'd be sick from school.
Joanne Worley.
You could watch on that. Yeah. Really go to Joanne Worley? Of all the people?
Yeah, well, I said Paul Lynde and then Joanne Worley.
You would go with Carol Wayne? I mean, Joanne Worley.
She's still with us, by the way?
Who are we talking about?
Joanne Worley.
Because Carol Wayne is no longer with us.
And Paul Lynde is gone. What about Joanne Worley? We just lost Judy Carn.
Well, we're going to, okay. Sure, Joanne Worley still with us.
All right.
Why?
Ruth Buzzi. She's still with us?
Yes, she's still with us.
Former guest on the morning show here on AM 930, Ruth Buzzi.
Yeah, sure. Larry Wright, our newsman, interviewed her like a day after she got mugged. I remember that, too.
That's right.
You would think she would be able to whack the guy with her purse if
something
like
she did. You know, that would happen on Laugh
At. It's only in the TV show.
All right, then.
Yeah, it's actually Dancing with the Stars going on. Season 21 begins tonight. Season 20, by the way, of course. Little changes from last year. Three of the dancers, Kim Johnson, Peter Murgatroyd, who got injured, was going to be participating, and Artem are not on the list for dancing this year. Louis Van Amstel is back. Anna Drabunskaya. Well, it's Louis and
Do
Anna.
Do they have any dancers from the United States on this show?
Karina Smirnoff.
I'm just asking.
Well, yeah, they do. Allison Holker is a dancer. You know, Mark Ballas, Derek Huff. Tony Devolani.
Is Derek Huff from the U.S. or Canada?
What, Derek?
Yeah.
He's from Utah. So is that what is part of the United States?
I think that's the U.S.
Yeah, sure, exactly. Well, then there's Val and then Keo as well as part of that. But Louie and Anna, they're a package deal usually. And Karina Smirnoff is back as well. But as far as the celebrities, we might as well get a little detail of what's happening tonight.
Paula Deen, we haven't seen much from her since she lost a chunk of her food empire a few years ago after admitting to using racial slurs in the past, but she tells me she hopes she won't be the subject of drama on Dancing with the Stars.
I never try to take drama or controversy with me wherever I go. I love everybody and I love getting along.
Jockey Victor Espinoza just won horse racing's Triple Crown. Now he's dancing with Karina Smirnoff.
Will we have a horse in the ballroom at some point? Oh,
yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
We have to, know.
They join social media stars a Backstreet Boy and more. It all starts tonight on ABC. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
A Backstreet Boy. That's how they describe Nick Carter, who is part of that. By the way, Nick got another dancer who was on one of the boy bands, Joey Fatone, who did quite well in Dancing with the Stars in the earlier years. He convinced Nick to do it.
He was actually one of the reasons that I took on this entire thing in the first place. He was encouraging. He said, because I was debating whether or not I wanted to do it, and he said, no, you need to do it. It's a great experience, a lot of fun. So I said, great. It gave me a little bit of confidence knowing that, you know, he's been there and done it.
Yeah.
And, very good.
And his partner, Nick Carter's partner, is Shauna Burgess, who apparently had a crush on Nick, you know, because there's a Backstreet.
It was really surreal for me to be meeting Nick and knowing that he was my teenage crush and that I had his face all over my wall as a 13-year-old. That's weird. Okay? I didn't think that was going to happen.
I would have had hers, too, but I didn't know her.
Of all my seasons on Dancing with the Stars, I've never geeked out. They broke me. I geeked out on this one.
That's funny.
Isn't that funny, though? You never know.
Sure.
How life's paths will cross and mm-hmm. What things will come to play. Andy Grammer is also one of the dancers.
He's got. Can you tell us more about Andy?
He's got that big song. That's all I can say.
Okay. That's all we need. He's a star.
Well, he's a singer. He's a pop singer as well, like that. Right. So he's dancing, and he's dancing this. One of the reasons he's doing this is many of them. His mother was a big fan. His mother has passed away, but so they asked him what she would think about him doing this.
She'd just be so excited, you know. She'd just be like really excited to be here and to see all these, like, the costumes and everybody dancing and being excited. I don't even think she'd be worried about me. She'd just be really loving the experience.
Andy's partner is Allison Holker, and talked a little bit about Andy's dancing.
You know, he's never had any sort of dance experience, right? So from, like, the first rehearsal to where we are now about to go to, like, our first show, like, it's, like, already been a huge change. So I'm excited to see, like, what, like, week two and week three brings, because he's already improved so much.
That's what they hope for, improvement. So now Andy's starting to talk dance talk right now.
We're doing the, are we allowed to say?
Yeah, go ahead and say.
Okay,
yeah.
We're doing the foxtrot, which is very frame-oriented. Is that how you'd explain it?
Yeah,
maybe?
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot. And, it's like a very standard ballroom dance, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. So what's he good at? What's he bad at?
I'm bad at dancing.
That's good.
And I'm good at learning, slowly.
So that's what a little slow learning. But, of course, sometimes they have to learn more than one dance in a week, so we'll see how that goes for him.
As a contestant, are you better off not coming out on top in the first show? Because then you've set a bar. And judges might not see improvement.
That can happen, though sometimes if you come out of the gate strong, you're always kind of the one that they look at as being sort of the better one. If you come out strong, chances are you're a stronger dancer. That's kind of because of the first week. Though it is like a football season. You have enough weeks to prepare for your first dance.
Like the Browns. Eight months.
And then you come out and then you think, well, try again next week as well. As we mentioned, Nick Carter's Backstreet Boys. And, of course, anytime you have somebody who's a musician, has some sort of a musical connection, they'll kind of try to use that as a theme.
Who knows? Might have that up our sleeve. You never know. There's a couple moves that we were possibly going to sprinkle into some of the routines.
A little dance.
You know, we might see some Backstreet Boys in the audience.
Well, that's really sure if they have some time to do something like that.
And then they'll perform during the season.
Well, I don't know.
Right?
Maybe.
What do you think about that?
We'll wait and see as well. You know, Tamar Braxton, one of the Braxton sisters, is also a part of the dancers. Maybe that. Hayes Greer is the social media person. He's the young kid there as well. Mm-hmm. Patti LaBelle is part of this.
Patti LaBelle is in this show.
Right.
Really? Are you sure?
Oh, no, that was last year.
It's last
Chaka year. Khan. Sorry, I'm getting those two confused. I get those confused occasionally, too, as well.
Tell me something good.
Gary Busey? Remember? Are you ready for a Gary Busey as well?
Maybe.
What do you mean? That's going to be very interesting. He and Anna Trebunsky has her work cut out for him as well, and a lot of other ones.
You know what I'd like to see? A show like this with Gary Busey and his son, who's also an actor. Who looks a lot like Gary Busey? Have them both in the show.
Well, what, relatives or something like that on a show?
Yeah.
I mean, they have husband and wife this time around with The Penavegas, I guess that's what you would call
who?
Them. The Penavegas, the Alexa Penavega and Carlos Penavega.
And these people are?
They're from like different things. He was like a member of Big Time Rush, another kind of musical kind of boy group kind of a thing. And
okay.
She's his wife.
Well, very good.
So that's how that works there. So ready for that.
But they're not dancing with each other.
No, that would not, right. That would be just dancing with your husband, spouse. There's no such show as dancing with your spouse.
Well, not yet anyway. That's probably what follows this show tonight.
Dancing with your spouse is what those public access cable polka shows would be like. Have you ever watched those where they just have a polka band and then
aren't they great?
People in the audience working their way around. Remember that? Yeah. Polka varieties.
Oh, Paul Wilcox,
here they
sure.
come around again. They're the show-off couple.